Consider a system that moves one time through a thermodynamic cycle. The total energy of the system is a state variable. Now, since the system begins and ends the cycle in the same state, E1 equals E2, or E initial equals E final. But the point is that the change in total energy for the cycle must be zero. Now, that greatly simplifies the first law for us. Now, what about the change in internal energy for the cycle? Well, internal energy is also a state variable, so delta U must also be zero. This leaves us with a pretty simple expression for the first law for a cycle, Q equals W. I hope you can see the connection to the steam engines that motivated the development of the classical thermodynamic theory that we've been studying. The net amount of work that you can get out of a thermodynamic cycle is equal to the net amount of heat that you put in. This seems simple enough, right? Well, not quite. You'll learn in Chapter 6 that if you put 1 kilojoule of heat into a power cycle, you get less than 1 kilojoule of work out. Now, where did the rest of the energy go? Well, it comes out as wasted heat. That's a bummer. But we'll come back to that later. Now, let's get better acquainted with cycles.